his authority degraded, what's he going to do? Well, in the midst of this suffering, he learns four profound lessons, and he gives them to us here. And listen, folks, if these are good for the deepest suffering, they work for every other lesser category. These principles operate at all levels of suffering, right down to the very depth. This dear, sacrificial, selfless, humble apostle is being, when he writes this, repeatedly battered and abused in the church to which he gave his life. His heart is shattered. He is at the bottom. And he finds the answer in the deepest moment of suffering. And if it's good for the deepest, it's good for all the shallower experiences of suffering as well. Four lessons. Lesson number one. God uses suffering to humble His children. Verse 7, "And because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, to keep me from exalting myself." Unmistakably clear. The reason for his suffering is to keep me from exalting myself. Paul was a believer. He was the noblest of Christians. He was the most mature of Christians. And yet, pride still remained in his unredeemed flesh. He still had the body of sin attached to him. Pride was still a problem. And it would raise its ugly head at the most spiritual moments around his many revelations. And it's not talking about the epistles that he had been inspired to write. It's talking about actual divine revelations in which the Lord Himself was revealed to him. He had four personal visions of the Lord, four personal appearances of Jesus in his life, the first being on the road to Damascus. And there were others recorded in the book of Acts. And they are not at times when Jesus appeared and he was among a group that saw it. They were personal appearances, only to him.